Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday Edition. I'm Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at the ultimate standard in personal conduct, based upon Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. How would you summarize the teachings of the Law of Moses and the writings of the prophets on the subject of personal conduct? Jesus states, in a positive way, that individuals are to treat other human beings the way they want to be treated. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Others have expressed the thought negatively. Other religions use different words to express the same concept. The lesson to be learned is, it is a common maxim dealing with our personal conduct toward others. When one considers the writings of the law, there are many details given about treating one's neighbor, their fellow citizen. They are not to steal from, covet, murder, lie to, or commit adultery with, among other things. In all these areas, the follower of God is to think of how he would want to be treated and then treat his comrades the same way. When Jesus says, in everything, there is no exception, he is saying that in all of our actions toward a neighbor, we are to treat them like we want to be treated. In addition to not wanting someone to steal from us, lie to us, or commit adultery with our spouse, there are other areas in our relationship where we want people to treat us in a certain way. We want them to love us, to respect us, to honor us, and to treat us fairly. These are basic elements that must exist in every relationship. It is how everyone wants to be treated. If this principle had been followed through the years, wars between nations could have been avoided. Personal conflicts between individuals could have been prevented. Relationships of all kinds would have been better simply by practicing this principle. A focal point of this statement by Jesus is that it is proactive. The literal translation of the word treat is, you too do so for them. It is how the Christian is to be treating other people and not how they are to be reacting to how they have been treated. It is what one person will do to another person. In order for Christians to apply this verse, they must think about how they want to be treated when they are considering how they will treat another person. The passage is not limited to how Christians treat Christians, but how Christians treat everyone. The Law and the Prophets, also known as the Old Testament, gives some great examples of how a follower of Jesus is to conduct their life. This summary statement by Jesus presents the ultimate standard the followers of Jesus are to have if they truly are going to be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
And my only joy,
my only joy is you.
My only joy.
From